Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Acting Audubon County Attorney Brenna Bird is with us here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about a program that they are instituting there in Audubon to help get things squared up. Hey, Brenna, how are you this morning?
Oh, doing well. Thank you.
Well, good. As acting Audubon County Attorney and also serving as Guthrie County Attorney, sounds like you've got your plate pretty full.
Well, we do, but it's always good to be busy, and it seems like there's plenty of work to fill up the days. Audubon and Guthrie, we're neighbors, and we are glad to help out here in Guthrie County. The Audubon County Attorney stepped down and took a different job, and so every county needs a county attorney, and we are very glad to help.
Yeah, very good. Well, we want to talk a little bit today about a program that you've got going there in Audubon County. I know sometimes things kind of get a little behind with folks, and you're kind of missing out on certain things if you don't get square with what you owe, and you've got a collections program there to help folks, get square, I guess.
That is exactly right. There's a collections program where the judicial branch allows the county attorney's office to enter into payment plans with folks, and there are some real benefits to that. There's benefits to the taxpayers, to victims, to the people that owe the money. So it's a win-win for everybody, and also the county, Audubon County, gets 28% of the monies that come in to put in their fund to help fund those operations. So it's a win-win. I will say, though, that one question I get is, does that 28%, does that reduce the money paid to victims? No, it doesn't. Victims always get paid first for the first dollar right off the top, because we want to do everything we can as a prosecutor, and I think also just as a human being, to help make victims whole again, at least financially, as much as we can. So mm-hmm. Victims get paid first, and there's no discount to what they receive just because there's a collections program. So a big benefit for victims. And, you know, Jim, obviously there's some benefits for taxpayers as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and I use the word fines. Is it fines? Is it restitution? Is it a little of everything?
Well, you know, that's a good question. So the court system has a lot of different charges. And so there's fines. That's something that is owed as a result of the offense. There's also, if they got a taxpayer-funded court-appointed attorney, there is that person's bill. At various times, depending on how the code was written, it could include jail bills or medical care that the taxpayers had to pay while the person was in jail. There's surcharges. There's all kinds of things, Jim, that folks can have to pay. And what we found sometimes happens, and every case can be a little bit different, is that folks get into trouble. They get into some serious trouble, but then sometimes they straighten things out and are trying to get back on their feet, contribute to society, hopefully get a job, and do the things that they need to do in order to be a law-abiding member of society. But one thing that's a big problem is we all know that without a driver's license in rural Iowa, it's pretty hard to do a lot of things. And these fines can hold up somebody's driver's license and their ability to register vehicles, because that's how they get enforced. But with our payment plan, there can be a way where if they're making regular payments, they can get that driver's license back. They can make those payments every month. And what looks like an impossible amount of debt, they can start making progress on it. And that driver's license, Jim, it helps everybody in the county, because as we know, many employers are looking for good people to fill jobs. And a driver's license is often a requirement. So that driver's license is good for economic development and for bringing people back into the workforce so they can pull their own weight and be law-abiding, take care of their families, you know, all the good things that we tend to take for granted. Not having a driver's license can make it awfully tough. So this is a way for them to do their part, to make those payments, to pay down that debt, but to have a chance to have a driver's license, to have a chance to be able to drive legally. And it goes without saying that when folks are registering their cars legally and have a legal driver's license, they're much more likely to have insurance, and that's good for everybody on the road.
You bet. Well, on the surface, folks might just think, well, they're just skirting their fines. Why aren't they paying these? But as you've outlined, some people just run into some hard times, and it's difficult to get square again.
Yeah, you are exactly right, Jim. I mean, we see, and I'll say, we are tough on crime. But we also think there needs to be a path for people to get square with the law when they're going to be law-abiding. And I've seen a number of people, especially young people, have substance abuse problems, sometimes methamphetamine. And it can ruin their life for a few years until they go into rehab and kick the habit. And they can come out of that with even $5,000-$7,000 in fines they have to pay. And when they're looking at getting their first job at even 10, 12, maybe even a little more an hour, they're not going to be able to write a check for that amount. But what they can do is pay a little bit on that every month. Well, it's more than a little bit, but it helps them get right with the law, get right with the DOT, and they can see an end in sight, a benefit to being law-abiding rather than just giving up. That's, you know, there can be a lot of fines there. And we figure if we can help people get straight, stay sober, and contribute to society, not only are the victims and taxpayers made whole, but also, you know, that person's going to be a contributing member of society. And a lot of these cases are substance abuse and drug related.
I can see where someone might say, well, why would they come in and contact your office about that? Isn't this just a way to get them there? And then you're going to make them write a check right away. But you suspect that people will be able to come there, where they'll be able to sit down, kind of go through what the circumstances are and what the options are for them?
Yeah, we sure do. And I'll tell you what, usually what we like people to do, just with the COVID going on right now, is call in to the office. And what usually has to happen is someone on my staff has to do a little research to figure out what the issue is, try to bring all the fines in under one payment plan. So it can take a little bit. And then we would call the person back and go over it with them. They don't write a check right away when they show up. It doesn't work that way. But if they do want to be able to get tags for their car or things like that, there are some times they do have to write a check. But they'll know ahead of time what the amount is, the minimum amount from DOT, and that sort of thing. The best first step, though, that I can recommend, Jim, is that folks that go to the website, they can send an email to the Audubon County Attorney's Office, they can call, and make sure they have an idea of what cases they have, and then my staff will also look to see if there are some others that may have been missed. It'll take just a little bit, but not too long, and then that person will call them back and go over their options with them and help them set up a payment plan. And then the money they pay goes to the clerk of court. So my office doesn't handle the money, but the money goes to the clerk of court, and that she will credit it against their cases. But the first step is to send an email or pick up the phone so that somebody can find out, okay, how does this process work? And the other thing I'll say, Jim, people get nervous. I think everybody does when somebody owes money. It can be a tough thing. Well, the thing is, when they call, my office is just going to explain the process. They're not required to sign up for a payment plan. That's their choice. But for most people, they're going to find this is in their best interest, and it's a good way for them to get right and square with the law and not have a court debt hanging over their head.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stress, and it's not meant to be an aha, we gotcha program. It's meant to be one where they can relieve some of that stress.
That is right. And you know, the government has a way of getting their money anyway, so a lot of times their tax refunds and other things will be withheld. We don't have control over this, but this is a good way for folks to get right with the law. They're not going to get in trouble by calling and finding out what their payment plan would look like. For some people with limited means, they might only have to pay $50 a month, so it's a very doable amount. In order to get that driver's license, that all-important driver's license, and to be able to register cars. Otherwise, if they keep on driving without a license, they're going to keep on getting pulled over and getting tickets for not having a driver's license, and that's no way to live either.
No, all those fines keep adding up. It doesn't stop. So if folks want to know more about this, and again, it's an information call. They're making the information call when they first make that, dial it up that first time. So all they need to do is really just get a hold of your office.
That's right. Just get a hold of the office, and we'll be able to tell them. And I'd say there might be some folks listening today that have a friend or family member that they know is having troubles because they owe money to the court system, and that, you know, encourage that friend or family member to call themselves, call the office. That's the first step. You really can't call for someone else because a payment plan is personal to that person, but encourage them to take that first step. You would be surprised when we talk to people and they see how to do it and they see that light at the end of the tunnel, you can see a weight coming off of their shoulders And you know, that's good to see, because we want to see people complying with the law. And we also, Jim, like to see the money coming back into the county as well. That's a benefit to the county and a benefit to the taxpayers as well. Otherwise, if these things don't get paid, such as somebody's jail bill or court-appointed attorney bill, we all know who's on the hook for that, and that's the taxpayers.
Sure. Now, you're in the you're working under the guise of the acting Audubon County attorney for this program, talking specifically. Are there other counties around, Brenda, that you know that do this?
You know, there are quite a few counties around Iowa that do the county attorney payment program. And the reason we're trying to spread the word in Audubon County is because it's a new program that people wouldn't know about. It just got started just a few months into the program. Guthrie County, we started one last year, and we've seen tremendous success. And some of our surrounding counties also offer the program. But, yeah, there's quite a few. Not all the counties in Iowa offer it. But I appreciate the work of the former county attorney in Audubon that she went into to get the program set up for her office, because it's a real benefit to the whole county.
All right. Very good. Well, make that phone call. And if you live in another county outside of Audubon County here in our listening area, maybe you want to make the phone call there as well and see if that's something that is an opportunity for you to take advantage of also. Well, Brenna, thank you so much. Brenna Bird is the acting Audubon County attorney visiting with us here this morning. Appreciate the information. Take care.
Yep, thank you.